I'm Bobby Akins. I'm the newest addition to the police force. I mainly grew up in Southwest Alaska, so we're essentially moved across state from Southwest to Southeast.
Where in Southwest?
Bristol Bay, so Dillingham. It's the main hub.
Can you tell us a little about your background there?
Yeah, so this is my first interaction with like police officers. I've worked with them, like in tandem with them. My main background is in the medical field. So I've been doing that since about the age of 14. Everything from pre-hospital care to being the healthcare provider for like villages over there, and then running fire and EMS in Dillingham as administrative staff at the fire hall.
So you said you've been working in the medical field since you were 14, is that right? So what was that job?
It actually started with one of my family members getting injured with a concussion. And since that, like at the age of 14, my dad decided that my brother and I needed to be like medically inclined. So he had us go through the emergency trauma technician course at the age of 14. We started running with like the volunteer ambulance in our community there, just to get the feel for it. We got special accommodations from the governor at the age of 15 for the call volume that we were responding to, and then just the grasp of the field and it, you know, that want to help and, you know, be involved in the community stuck, and I just continued it into adulthood.
And what made you decide that you wanted to become a police officer?
So here, I've noticed that there's the officers work great in tandem with the community. They're very involved with the community, and that definitely, that, you know, seeing that passion spurred me as an available option to look at as a potential career.
Okay, so meaning like in other places, there's a little bit more of friction between the police force and the community?
Not so much friction, just less community involvement, and seeing that involvement here definitely brought into light the, you know, the level of interaction that the police have with the community, and made it, you know, a more desirable option, seeing that camaraderie between working in tandem with the community and the police.
How long have you been in Petersburg? When did you get here?
So we moved here in October of 2019. And so I started with the hospital. And then essentially as soon as I started, that's when like COVID hit and everyone is essentially locked down. So the exposure to the community has been somewhat dumbed down. We haven't been able to go out as much and spend a whole lot of time with like individuals as much as we like, just to, you know, keep condensed in our bubbles and hanging out with families.
Okay. And you have some family here?
Yes. My brother, his wife and their daughter, they were here before us, and they were the driving force behind us moving to Petersburg.
Oh, wonderful. Who did you come here with?
I came here with my wife and my daughter.
I mean, you've been here a while, but what do you think of Petersburg and kind of how it compares with Dillingham?
So it's the economy here is definitely a lot better. The access to like services and goods, with having, you know, two barges a week has been great. Things are a lot cheaper. And then the people here just seem to be a lot more hospitable. Very, very nice, very genuine people here. Very welcoming. We've really enjoyed it. And again, that's another reason behind looking at this as a potential career is, you know, being able to work amiably with the citizens of Petersburg.
Can you tell me what's coming up next for your job training here?
I'll be starting training with my sergeant here into regular shifts and just shadowing, getting a feel for the job. And then hopefully next year, we'll be looking at going to academy, which is a 17-week ordeal.
And is there anything else that you want to share?
It's an amazing opportunity. Really excited. Everyone here has been more than hospitable and more than welcoming, and you know, there's a lot to take in for sure, but everyone's done a great job making me feel welcome, and I'm really looking forward to being a part of the police here.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk.
Yeah, not a problem.